Okay, 17, continuing on with the weather, it should be, get up to the upper 60s here in Houston today. It was foggy when I came to work, but I understand the sun is out now and the fog's burned off. On the international and national scene, there's another reported snag in the negotiations between Dr. Henry Kissinger and North Vietnam's Lee Duc Tho. The two have discussed the peace terms since Monday, but so far little news concerning the talks has been released by either side. They meet again today. A judge in the Pentagon Papers trial of Daniel Ellsberg has declared a mistrial. Judge Matt Byrne has asked that a new jury be selected. Both sides in the cases must now go back to the beginning and prepare their arguments again. Former President Harry Truman is still hospitalized with a serious heart condition. Although listed in critical condition, the 88-year-old former chief executive has shown some improvement, according to his daughter, Margaret Truman Daniel. President Nixon has completed selection of his new cabinet by announcing that he will keep Richard Kleindienst as Attorney General. There will be a number of major changes, though, in upper levels of the Justice and Interior Departments. Life magazine will be no more as of the end of December. The pictorial magazine lost over $30 million during the past 4 years. No doubt some of the final pictures to appear in the famous 36-year-old publication will be those of the Apollo 17 mission. An airliner crashed at Midway Airport in Chicago Friday. Of the 61 persons aboard, only 18 survived the crash. In other national and international highlights, unemployment figures show a drop to the lowest level in 2 years. $5.6 billion has been released by the federal government in the first revenue sharing payment to state and local governments. And the NATO foreign ministers have urged the Soviet Union to cut down troop strength and allow freer movement of people over the east-west borders. In local and regional news, new hijack control devices have been installed at Houston Intercontinental Airport. The new metal detectors are being installed in many airports around the United States. New inspection procedures will also begin in January of all hand luggage carried aboard airliners. And on the sports page, Al Conover is not going to return to Wake Forest as rumored. The Rice coach has met with University President Dr. Norman Hackerman to discuss a firm 5-year contract agreement. Professional football highlights today's sports. The over-the-hill gang from Washington with Billy Kilmer and Larry Brown will take on the Dallas Cowboys at Texas Stadium in Irving. The Cowboys will no doubt go with Craig Morton at quarterback. Dallas can ensure itself of a wild card slot in the playoffs with the Redskins if they win. For Dallas, it's a revenge game. The Skins have won 9 straight. Johnny Bench, the Cincinnati Reds all-everything catcher, has been hospitalized for tests. X-ray showed a spot on a lung. Doctors feel sure the lesion is benign, though. The University of Houston basketball team takes on Xavier tonight. The Cougars, with 4 wins and 1 loss, will face a Xavier team that likes to play slow-down basketball. The Houston Rockets beat the Portland, Oregon Trailblazers last night in Hoff Hines, 114-108. The Big 8 Athletic Conference has joined the Big 10 and the Ohio Athletic Conference in breaking relations with the U.S. Olympic Committee. Back in Houston again, Bill Peterson, the Oiler coach, says he's not planning on new assistant coaches. He says the Oilers need more togetherness with their coaches, not new ones. And the final item, the Des Moines, Iowa post office was emptying a mail pouch. One package fell on the floor, broke open, and spilled all over the place. The contents were Postal Service instructions on how to wrap and mail packages to ensure safe transit and delivery.
Harry, very good news report, Gordo. And that crash in Chicago, can you tell me a little bit more about it?
I read real briefly in the paper just before I came in that it did crash in a populated area. So it was a very brief report. I don't think the final details have been published yet. I'll check to see if we got any more yet.
Okay. And I guess you know where at least my wishes go for that cowboy game, don't you?
I'm not sure that I do.
I'll just let you make an assumption.
Okay, we got an antenna switch coming here.